Gopilla Navalava Giribaradari, Gopilla Navalava Giribaradari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paribhajakacharya Satara Sata Sisimathis Divine Grace Aisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prensi Kohosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhanki Ganga Maiki Jamuna Maiki Tulasi Devi Maharani Ki Gora Premanande. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to the lotus feet of Shri Guru and Gauranga. Okay. Hare Krishna, good morning. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening if you are out there on the YouTube channel or Facebook. We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 17, text number 5. Is that correct? Yep. Text number 5. Vavavayuhu sudusparsaha. Vavavayuhu sudusparsaha. Put karan irayan muhu. Unmulayan nagapatin. Patyaniko rajodvayaha. Vavau vayuhu sudursparsaha. Put karan irayan muhu. Umulayan nagapatin. Patyaniko rajodvayaha. Yeah, please chant. Bhavavayu Sudursparsaha Putkarang Sraya Muhu Unmulayan Nagapatim Patyani Korijo Dwajaha Bhavavayu Sudursparsaha Putkaran Virayan Muhu Umulayan Nagapatin Patyani Korajo Dwayaha Bhavavayu Sudursparsaha Putkaran Virayan Muhu Umulayan Nagapatim Patyani Ko Rajo Dwayaha Bhavavayuhu Sudursparsaha Putkaran Irayan Muhu Umulayan Nagapatim Patyani ko rajo dwayaha. Anybody else? Okay, so we will read word by word translation. Vavau, blue. Vayuhu, the winds. Sudursparsaha, unpleasant to touch. Putkaram, hissing sounds. Trayan, irayan, giving out. Muhu, again and again. Umulayan, uprooting. Nagapatin, gigantic trees. Vatya, cyclonic air. Anikaha, Anikaha, armies, Rajaha, dust, Dwayaha, ensigns. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Their blue winds, which were most uninviting to the touch, hissing again and again and uprooting gigantic trees. They had storms for their armies, and clouds of dust for their ensigns. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When there are natural disturbances like blowing cyclones, too much heat or snowfall, and uprooting of trees by hurricanes, it is to be understood that the demoniac population is increasing, and so the natural disturbance is also taking place. There are many countries on the globe, even at the present moment, where all these disturbances are occurring. This is true all over the world. There is insufficient sunshine, and there are always clouds in the sky, snowfall, and severe cold. This assures that such places are inhabited by demoniac people who are accustomed to all kinds of forbidden, sinful activity. Om Magyanate Mirandasya Gyanangyana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Gyana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tenamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. Hare Krishna. Okay, so before I started speaking a couple of words about this purport, I would like to say a prayer right now for Ambarish Prabhu. I've been thinking about him for a few days now since I heard that he had this issue, heart issue, And I just wanted you to understand that Ambarish Prabhu is a very, very wonderful devotee and has done very tremendous service for this movement. Not just because he came from a well-known family, but also because he had very financial intelligence, how to use finance, Lakshmi, in Krishna's service. And he has used his intelligence in order to, in the service of this movement. And so many temples and so many activities have been done thanks to his service, wonderful, wonderful service. So right now he's going through certain certain health challenges. So we should keep him in our prayers. It's very, very important. Not just the Mayapur project, but also so many other projects. I used to live in Hawaii for 22 years, and I spent a lot of time in that Honolulu temple, which was originally purchased by Ambarish Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada was there as well. It's a beautiful temple, but not only that temple, but many other temples. He has given donations and also helped with his financial intelligence, how to use it in Krishna's service. Very, very, very important. So please keep him on your prayers. He's going through very difficult challenges. anyway, Krishna's in control ultimately, so he'll do whatever is supposed to be done. We just need to pray to Krishna. Please, Krishna, don't let him out yet. Although Krishna can do whatever, he always has different plans that we may imagine. Anyway, so let's just start with this verse again, which is the translation. There blew winds which were most uninviting to the touch, kissing again and again and uprooting gigantic trees. They had storms for their armies and clouds of dust for their incense. Okay, so this verse is talking about the fact that Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are about to be born from the womb of Diti. And there has been a lot of discussion for the last few months here concerning the event with the Kumaras going to the heavenly planets and being stopped to enter Vaikuntha by giant Vijaya. And then there was this episode where Lord Vishnu came and the Kumaras cursed giant Vijaya to take birth. Well, they decided to take birth in the material world in order to come back to the spiritual world sooner. So how to understand that? That's a challenge. That's a challenge for us. So to prepare for this class, I've been thinking, because I listen to the classes every day if I can, although just the Bhaktivedanta Academy just started and I'm one of the teachers there, so I have to be there. And it takes a lot of my time. Sometimes I cannot listen to class, but usually I try to listen to this class either on the television or I'm here in person. And so these are some of the classes that have been given here and some of the ideas so that we can elucidate why this happened and what are the circumstances by which these demons came to this planet. So I just wanted to mention a few of the classes that caught my ear so that we can meditate on this. There was a class by Krishna Abhishek Prabhu a few weeks ago, and where he mentioned that this whole creation is like a drama. And he mentioned that, like here, even ourselves, right here in this temple, we have an altar, which is like a stage. And there are curtains, he said, and the curtains open. And when the curtains open, the whole drama starts. And so in this drama, there are personalities on the other side of the stage that are creating this drama. And then we are the spectators, we are engaging into this drama as well, he was saying. So in a sense, it is like a play, a lila, that is going on right now. And so why? Well, to create excitement and to draw attention to our own selves so that we can be part of this lila as well, so we can be part of this drama. So that's what, in a sense, material life or what we material existence is about. It's a very dramatic event. We come to this planet and we are part of this drama. And a drama, basically, to have a good drama or dramatic action, you gotta have conflict. If the movie doesn't have conflict, then it's a bad movie. You're gonna say, oh, this is boring, let's go. There's no point in being here watching this movie anymore. But if there is excitement, there is something that we are supposed to watch that is going to create an intrigue, then we are more excited to do that. So I think Chaitanya Charan also gave a class concerning this. That was a long time ago, about a year and a half ago. And he was speaking how that dramatic action is very, very important, and to create that identification with the characters so that we can actually live a real drama. So there are two identifications that goes on in a dramatic action, in a movie or in a play, and that those identifications are with the camera. In a film, would be you identify with the camera, with the machine that is creating this thing. And in the spiritual sense, according to the Bhagavata, the soul identifies with prakriti, with material nature. So we identify with this material nature. We want to be part of this material nature. That's why we are here. And then there is a secondary identification, which is of the soul with the character of the role that we are playing. So in the same as in a film, the spectator identifies with the character on the screen. And so we are living this drama, which is more like a film, more like a movie, so to speak. Krishna is looking at material nature, according to Bhagavatam, and through that look, all the living entities come into this existence of this movie. So if we go a little bit farther into other classes that were spoken here, actually, we are very blessed here that in our temple, we have some very great speakers that are invited to come, or they come and they speak. And so we are able to hear some very, very, very nice devotees that give wonderful classes. And most recently, we had Ramapad Swami here who gave very interesting classes. I think it was last week or a couple of weeks ago. So I was watching one of his, listening to one of his classes. And one thing that we got to keep in mind, also there were other classes that have been online produced by the Bhaktivedanta Institute, and those classes were the world as a virtual reality, which is what we are talking about. This is like virtual reality, identifying with prakriti, identifying with the character. And so we are living in this virtual reality. And now the virtual reality that we live has three dimensions plus time, so it's almost like it's a four-dimensional system. But there are other dimensions as well, other dimensional systems. And of course, there is beyond that, there is the spiritual world. That's from Sadaputta's teachings and understanding of the fifth canto. So a question was asked to Ramapad Swami, how does this come about? If the devotees come to the material world, how does that happen? If you are living in the material world, is the discussion that has been going on among the devotees for years, since I can remember going to classes, there has always been discussion, why would the devotees come to this material world? I mean, why would Krishna want to have this material world? Who needs the material world? And who is first? Do we come from the spiritual world or not? So Ramapad Swami, I don't want to talk about it, But then he gave some certain ideas, and there was one that really caught my ear because I thought that was very, very intelligent and something that we should think about. And he said, well, you always think of time in chronological terms, but real time is not necessary. Chronological time, it only relates to the fiction that we are living here, the virtual reality. A movie has a beginning, has an end, has a middle, has different acts, act one, act two, act three. There are surprises in between by which the character develops his consciousness. But he says the actual reality is that there are time is very different than what we think about. And I was thinking about, yes, time, obviously, yeah, according to the dimensional system where we live, is different. I thought that was very interesting, that the time that we live here may not be the same in other dimensional system. That's what he was alluding to. And then there was a discussion after that class, well, that was going on at the end of the class, where I don't recall right now, he started talking about the Krishna Kaliya drama, where Krishna dances on the hoods of Kaliya. And then there was a discussion then how that happened and what is that is going on there. And I've been meditating on this, and I went to his class that he gave at Jishnu Prabhu's home. And then I was thinking that when Krishna dances on Kaliya, it's actually creating time also. It's a different kind of time, but it is time. Because in order to, when Krishna is dancing on Kaliya, he's dancing with his ankle bells and he's creating music. He's playing on his flute, and it's not like he's actually, just stepping on Kaliya, or that he's just pushing him down. No, he's just dancing. He's having a lila, he's having a play, and he's creating his own music. So that music that Krishna creates when he's dancing on Kaliya, which is usually accompanied by the drums that the devotees are playing, and the drums, Dasarath Sutta Prabhu was mentioning how those drums have syllables, and the syllables have a meaning according to the ancient Sanskrit scriptures. And I studied some of these drums too when I was studying bansuri flute, but I also studied tabla drums. And the tabla drums, the classical drumming, they have syllables. And those syllables, they have a meaning. And when you learn how to play tabla, you are learning the syllables that are played with the sounds, which are related to certain conversations that they are having in the spiritual world. So when Krishna is dancing and the tablas are playing, and I perform that Krishna Kaliya dance before, I played on the tabla drums for a dancer that was dancing that. And the relationship between the ankle bells and the drums are very close, and they are talking, they are having a conversation. Dagena, tinda, kedina, dagena, tinda, kedina, or the tintal, but there are many different tals. Da din din da da din din da da terkete din din da da din din da da. So all of those syllables from the drums, they have a certain meaning. They have meaning. So the time, like I was thinking, and I discussed this with the devotees. They were saying, "Well, is there time in the spiritual world?" And say, no, there is no time in the spirit. Well, there is a time, it's just that it's not according to our conception, chronological conception. But when Krishna is playing on his flute, Krishna is always on time. Krishna is creating melodies with his instrument. He's creating rhythms with his foot when he's dancing on Kaliya snake hoods. So it is a different kind of time. I believe that's what, and I'll ask him next time, I don't know if he... elucidated on this, but Ramapad Swami was hinting to this idea that yes, there is time of another nature, but it's just that we cannot conceive it. It's inconceivable, achintya. It's like we can't even think about it, but there is a certain time. So then we come to this situation where I was thinking, well, where the verse is saying that there are disturbances in the material world, when these demons come, when these energies come, these negative forces come, there are disturbances like blowing cyclones, too much heat or snowfall, and uprooting of trees by hurricanes. Now we have that, but the main issue is that Prabhupada is saying is that when the demons come to this planet and they are present, that we have these disturbances. And if you think about it, all throughout our history in the Kali Yuga, we have these disturbances. They're going on even right now. So I just wanted to mention that when Krishna left this planet, also these disturbances came. I was part of a group called the Theater of Understanding, which was an offshoot from the Vaikuntha Players. You may have heard that. They performed for Srila Prabhupada many times. And there was a play that we performed in New York City called, it was part of the Mahabharata by the Theater of Understanding, with Lokamangala Prabhu and Sankirtan Das. And I was the musician on the stage, and I would play the music and the sound effects for the play. And there is a soliloquy, which I want to read, which is when Krishna left the planet, same things happen. Krishna leaves the planet, and the demons, you know, just start coming back. This is a soliloquy which actually was part of the advent of the age of Kali. And it was read by Lokamangala Prabhu playing as Yudhisthira. Okay, so there is a conversation between Yudhisthira and Bhima. And this is the play. So you can see that these things are going on. When Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha came to this planet, these disturbances were there. But also the disturbances keep going on because in the age of Kali, the demons keep coming back. Right. So this is from the advent of the age of Kali, which was part of the Mahabharata after Krishna leaves the planet. By his grace, only our prosperous kingdom and good fortune have been possible. By his grace, meaning Krishna's grace. When he is with us, fear retreats to a distant place. Now, the wind howls, and I used to create the sound effect of the wind howling. How cold it is, unusually cold. There is disorder in the seasons. It rains when the sun should shine. And throughout the country, farmers are losing their crops. It's frightening and natural, as if the direction of eternal time has changed. And there are disturbances in my kingdom which astonish me. The people have become greedy, angry, deceitful. They adopt foul means of livelihood more and more. Yes, the simplest dealings are corrupted by cheating now, even between friends. And there is constant quarreling between parents and children, between brothers, even between husband and wife. How can this be? Then I would make the sounds of the jackal. How? Listen, what is it, Yudhisthira? How? The cry of the she jackal. Look, she cries at the rising of the sun and vomits fire. Dogs are barking at us fearlessly. Ah, this pigeon, it flutters about like a messenger of death. And so on. So that's when Krishna leaves the planet and the demons come into play. Then these disturbances come into the air. But if we move forward, then we have that when even Lord Chaitanya came to this planet 500 years ago, same disturbances were were in all over the world. A lot of disturbances. The Mughals, without, I'm not going to criticize their religion or anything, but the Mughals really, one of their main stars, or the one thing that gives a little respite, was the fact that Akbar the Great, you know, actually became more enlightened than most of the other Mughals, but the Mughals really created a lot of disturbances in India. And even after Akbar the Great left, then Aurangzeb and others, they created a lot of disturbances in that area. And that was the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. When these people were ruling the earth, and there was a lot of disturbances. But what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He changed time. He changed time by not only chanting of the holy names, but also dancing. He was a great dancer, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you think about it, he was one of the greatest dancers. Well, he was the greatest dancer. He was like Krishna dancing on Kaliya. He was dancing with the Maha Mantra. And so that's what Krishna can do. With just his dancing, he can change time. He can change the consciousness of people. And Mahaprabhu, one of the main reasons why he was dancing is to attract the conditioned souls into the Maha Mantra. He was not just dancing and chanting. He was like a madman, but not really like a madman. He was transcendental. He was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was amazing. Now, if you move forward the clock to the present age, back in the 60s, I don't know if you remember this, but I lived through that. That was really another age where the demons were rampant. Our president here in the United States, JFK, was assassinated in 1963. The Vietnam War was going on. Why was he assassinated? Well, because he wanted to stop the war, and somebody else didn't want to stop the war, and they said, oh, we got to get rid of him. So as soon as he disappeared, the war got much bigger and much more intense. And then at the same time, we had the Cold War with the Soviet Union. There were missiles that were put there in Cuba, and the atomic bombs. These are very dangerous bombs that have been manufactured in this country as well as in Russia and other countries as well. So we have a Cold War going on, a Vietnam War going on, and also I looked at some of the disturbances, natural disturbances. When Prabhupada came to America in 1965, there were a lot of hurricanes, there were a lot of disturbances, just like they are mentioned here as well. What did Prabhupada do? He brought the Maha Mantra, but he also danced. He also danced, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like Krishna dancing on Kaliya. Prabhupada was also a dancer. You see that iconic film of him dancing at the San Francisco Ratha Yatra. He changed the consciousness of so many people just with his dancing and doing the Swami step. Because ultimately the spiritual world is spiritual, and every step is a dance, every word is a song. So he brought the spiritual world down to us just to help the devotees and to help people to find a way out of this material world, which is very dangerous, very, very, very dangerous. We should try to make that purpose to leave the material world as soon as we can. Don't think like, I mean, I had these discussions with devotees and, oh, well, I want to come back, and I'm going to come back so that I can do more service. I said, no, don't worry about doing more service. Just try to get out of here. You don't need to be here. But if Krishna wants to send you here, he has some purpose for you, then he'll make the arrangements. Like when Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was about to pass, I said, Maharaj, why are you leaving? Come on, you are so young. He said, no, they already have other plans for me. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, and Tamal Krishna, they contacted me and they said, we have other plans for you. You are going to leave. No matter what I do, in order to stay in this planet, they already decided, so I gotta go. And he was very serious about it. And then Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, she was also a great, great dancer. Very, I mean, he was one of the most amazing dancers I ever seen. And then they came with this idea that, well, in order to cure his cancer, he would have to amputate his foot. And he told me that, and I was in his room and said, Maharaj, you are a great dancer. You cannot cut your foot. He said, yeah, that's what they want to do. I said, no, you got to try to not to do it, because you are a great dancer. But anyway, eventually that's what happened. As he said earlier, it had already been decided, you know, that he had to leave to some other service that they had for him. So, you know, but these are very great devotees. We really cannot think, well, we are like these great devotees, that they have plans for us and we should come back to this material world. No, forget it. The material world is very dangerous. You don't want to identify with Prakriti. You don't want to identify with the character that you are playing and other characters in this material world. But you should try to identify with Krishna, and you should try to identify with your spirit soul and with the instructions of your spiritual master. Because otherwise, you'll be again entangled in this process of, it's an ending process of life, a birth, and death. That's what it is. So, let me see, do you have any questions or comments? Now, as Prabhupada said here in the purport, that there are many countries on the globe, even at the present moment, where all these disturbances are occurring. There is insufficient sunshine, and there are always clouds in the sky, snowfall and severe cold. This assures that such places are inhabited by demoniac people who are accustomed to all kinds of forbidden, sinful activity. So, now, here we also experience some of these rains, but you can see that we have been spared a lot from the force of hurricanes and others. And yes, we can see that it may rain for Janmashtami. Here actually is about 48 hours away from Janmashtami. But hey, this is New Raman Reti, and during Janmashtami, there's always rain. So, you know, it always rains a little bit. So even if it rains, it will be mild. It's not, they don't expect any major hurricane force. But even so, we are very well protected here where we are. If we are thinking of Krishna, we are always in the right position, actually. This is like heaven right now. Any questions or any comments? Okay, a question over there.
Hare Krishna, thank you for class. My question is, recently there seems to be a lot of natural disasters going on, a lot of flooding and major earthquakes, like the biggest earthquake and tsunamis, etc. So I'm wondering, is here in the U.S. and around the world, and it seems like, I'm wondering if this is indicative of like more demons being born or more powerful demons being born, or if it's because we're taking it advantage of Mother Earth, or how to understand that.
Yes, well, demons is the age of Kali, so this is when the demoniac nature and influence is the strongest right now, right? However, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this planet, things are being mitigated by the chanting of the holy names. Remember, as we said earlier, this is like a play. We are in a drama. We are living a drama, like a movie. And a movie requires excitement, requires conflict. The disturbances are just to give a little fuel to the fire, to get the drama a little bit more intense, so to speak. And to prove that the teachings of the Bhagavatam are true, they are effective. And that's what is going on. But we got to remember that before the golden age sets in, because of the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there has to be some cleansing, for sure. There has to be cleansing. And the number one cleansing, we have to understand, be very clear about this. Number one, we got to stop meat eating, and we got to stop the killing of the cows. This is very, very sinful, because the cows are the friends of Lord Krishna. If you kill the cows and you eat meat, you practically cannot stop wars. It's just not possible, because that's right. If you kill the cow, that karma that is created, it is unstoppable. So that's our number one. If whatever we can do to help anybody to stop eating meat and to at least that, that they should become at least vegetarian. You know, just try to do whatever you can. Like, personally, like recently we have been invited to, on Sunday, which is Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. That's such a wonderful festivity. And that specific day, we have been invited, to speak on the world sacred flutes. I'm going to be talking about the flutes of Krishna at Unity Church. So I'm just trying to make friends with people, and bring in little by little the understanding, the consciousness that there is a material world, there is a spiritual world, and God plays the flute in all parts of the world. And then slowly, slowly, just trying to tell people, you know, bring our prasadam, bring our foodstuffs, and trying to let them know that meat eating does create karma. That is not a good thing. That not only karma, it creates disease, very bad disease. A lot of different problems, health problems, can come from eating meat. So let's start at least with that. If we can have an understanding with other spiritualists from around the world, other people that are looking for God, and at least tell them, you know, slow down on, at least on that principle of meat eating. Let's start with that one. The second one will probably be intoxication. You know, just slow down on your intoxication, which is not going to help you. But let's just start with number one, which is meat eating. And I think that is really very sinful. But the disturbances, we are not going to stop them anytime soon. I mean, it's Krishna's business. But there are volcanoes appearing right now on the planet that were not there before. And there are very bad hurricanes coming into place. So the only thing we can do is keep chanting the holy names and give prasadam to others and preaching, specifically telling, you know, just basic things. There is a material world, there is a spiritual world, we are not this body. Let's start with that. We are not this body. If we can at least get people to agree on that point, and we can, and they can start stop eating meat and killing animals, that will help. All right, any other questions? No questions? Well, you're all convinced. Great. So thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.